to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report, I'm Mike Heller. Bill Schmidt, host of the postgame show, joins us. Well, I wouldn't have expected this, Billy. It's 7-0 Oregon at the half, and if Wisconsin can generate a little bit of offense, which so far they haven't been able to do, they're going to have a shot in this one, and I think that's surprising everybody.
Yeah, Mike, and strangely enough, this is the second consecutive time now that we've watched Oregon sleepwalk against Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
This one a little bit different than last year. However, you're right in this football game, and I can tell, I don't know if it's the Grateful Dead t-shirts or maybe an aroma in the air, but it's definitely a hazy start here for the sixth-ranked Ducks.
Well, and Wisconsin has run 29 offensive plays for 102 yards. Gideon Ituka has been really impressive as a running back in the first half, 15 for 65. What hasn't been impressive is the throw game. Just one completed pass in the first half, 1 for 9 for Hunter Simmons in the receiving department, 3 targets to Vinny Anthony, 1 catch for 12 yards.
Yeah, and I'm really starting to struggle to figure it out, Mike. Danny O'Neill, I understand that the numbers weren't great and didn't perform extremely well in the first couple of games out there. But this is borderline offensive, this offense, yeah. And the lack of a passing game. And at some point, I think you owe it to the rest of the guys on that offense to try and get something else kickstarted. But you're right, Ituka's been phenomenal. I think the combination of Joe Brunner and Riley Malman on the left side, they've definitely found some real footing against one of the better defensive fronts in the country here in against Oregon. But you got to be able to put something through the air to have at least a little bit of respect on the other side to what you can do through the air. Right now, they can line 10 up into the box and frankly feel pretty comfortable about it if you're the Oregon Ducks, because you have not threatened anything through the air here today. But you're able to see, Mike, on television, we can't tell just how bad the conditions look, but it does appear that it is affecting quite a bit of the game here today.
Billy Schmidt will host the post-game show when we're all said and done here. Oregon had a 99-yard drive. They've got 125 yards of offense. At the break, it is Oregon 7 and Wisconsin nothing. This is the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats. This is Badger football from Learfield.
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin football's 2025 season is almost over. Just 2 chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
In classrooms across the country, chronic absenteeism is on the rise.
Sophia A, grade 4, absent.
Julio M, grade 6, absent.
Aisha S, grade 12, absent.
These absences are often due to the absence of crucial needs, like transportation, healthcare, a working computer, mental health support. The list goes on.
Olivia H. absent.
Preston L. absent.
Chloe B. absent.
The reasons why they're absent are very real, and yet the solution is someone present to help them along their path. When site coordinators from communities and schools are on hand, they connect kids to the resources they need. And when they do, 99% of students are present and remain in school throughout the year.
Jacob O., grade 10.
Present.
Communities and Schools works directly with students, helping them overcome obstacles to succeed in school and in life. Learn more at communitiesinschools.org. Being present matters.
Yeah.
Badger Football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Usinger's. Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer. The elf on the label means quality on your table. And by Coors Light. Wisconsin fans, choose chill. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
It's 7-0. Oregon leads Wisconsin at the half. Some of the first half stats, the Ducks with 125 yards of total offense. Remember, they had a 99-yard touchdown drive that took about 8.5 minutes near the end of the first half. Wisconsin with 102 yards of offense, but Gideon Atuka is doing what he can. 15 carries, 65 yards. He is in there today. Cade Yacomelli, three rushing attempts for 16 yards. No Dylan Jones today. Darion Dupree remains out, though injured in that Iowa game a couple of weeks ago. Jordan Davison for Oregon, 9 of 49 on the ground, including the three-yard touchdown run. Dante Moore, the Ducks quarterback, 9 of 15 through the air for 86 yards. Hunter Simmons, just 1 out of 9 for 12 yards in the first half. Third down conversions, 5 out of 9 for the Ducks, 2 out of 7 for Wisconsin. 7 first downs for Oregon, 6 for Wisconsin in the first half of play. The Badgers getting a couple of sacks in the first half. Oregon came in allowing just 7 all season. 6 of those were in the game against Indiana a couple of weeks ago. Let's send it down to the sideline. Patrick, what do you have?
Coach Fickell pleased with the defense, obviously, as you can imagine, but he said we need to be able to force a turnover. Just going to have it this game. And then he said we've got to continue to run the ball so that it can open up a couple shots downfield. From an injury standpoint, Cade Yacomelli is out for the rest of the game with an upper body injury. And one last thing, Wisconsin's about to kick off for the first time today, and something cool is going to happen. Grover and Harry Bortolotti, two brothers, are going to play on the field for the same time. Harry, a true freshman walk-on. Pretty neat for two brothers to do this. First time two Badger brothers will play at the same time since the Rucci brothers played at Illinois in 2023. Mom and dad must be pretty proud.
Shout out Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. So here we go. Nathaniel Vakos set to kick off. Yeah, Harrison and Grover lining up to the right of the kicker. As the second half about to begin, Oregon will receive and go right to left as we view it. The rain has backed off for the moment. And the second half is underway. Vakos with the kick, and he hammers it. There will be no return. It'll hit the back line of the end zone. Ducks start at their 25, and the second half is underway here in Eugene.
Yeah, and we've raved about what this defense has been able to do. They've, you know, gotten TFLs. But as Patrick, after talking to Luke Fickell, you see your offense is really struggling to, you know, really get anything going through the air. They've been able to do some things on the ground, but this is where you're going to lean even more on your crew to find a way to create a turnover in a short field to break the cap on this scoring drought that Wisconsin's had so far.
First and 10 for the Ducks. Noel Whittington lined up wide right. Now he'll motion into the backfield to the left of his quarterback, Dante Moore. First play from scrimmage, third quarter, a little toss left side. Whittington with a seam across the 30, 35-yard line to the 40. Whittington to the 50, to the 45 of Wisconsin. And Noah Whittington finally run down by Austin Brown as Oregon gets a big play to begin the second half.
And it looked like Corey Walker out off the edge here got held. He ends up, you see a bunch of jersey, throws his hands up in the air. They don't call it, but it was kind of an awkward pitch. And I think slowing him down actually allowed Oregon to get moving. Big chunk play to start the half.
35 yards and another handoff to Whittington up the middle inside the 35. And Noah Whittington down to the 30-yard line. He got wrapped up by the linebacker Cooper Catalano. And another first down on a gain of exactly 10. So the Oregon Ducks not messing around here, getting a kickoff to begin the second half.
Yeah, good push in the center of Oregon's offensive line there. Able to move Ben Barton out of the way. And you had all kinds of room. Another big chunk play, so about 45 yards on two touches here to start this drive.
1 minute gone, third quarter, 7-0 Oregon. Ducks getting a threat. Whittington remains the running back. And Moore will ride it, keep it, gets smacked by Mason Posa inside the 30 to the 29-yard line of Wisconsin, a gain of one. He was riding it into the belly of Whittington for a while. Moore pulled it and then got popped, second down and nine for the Ducks.
Well, and you know, the quarterback is reading the defensive end or outside edge player, and it crashed down hard, and he took a shot, and I don't know if that's him that's had to pull his helmet off, but somebody is going to be coming out of the game.
Yeah, it's Moore. He's down now on down on one knee. So a little break here. A minute and a half gone by in the third quarter. 7-0 Oregon. Brock Thomas is the backup quarterback. Played a little bit last week as the Ducks won big at Rutgers. We are not going to a commercial break yet. We'll see how Oregon plays this. And now it looks like we are going to go ahead and take a commercial break. So we will step away, tell you Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. From the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 13:30 left in the third quarter. It's 7-0 Oregon leads Wisconsin. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM. We're a minute and a half into the third quarter, 7-0 Oregon. Ducks quarterback Dante Moore bleeding quite a bit there. Took one to the face. So he's going to be out for at least a play. As now Brock Thomas, the redshirt freshman, redshirt sophomore, I should say, from right here in Eugene. His dad, his grandfather played here at the University of Oregon. We mentioned Thomas got in last week against Rutgers. But he's attempted but 9 passes all season, 4 of those last week against the Scarlet Knights. It is second down and 9 Oregon at the Wisconsin 29-yard line.
And that's always the risk you take when you put your starting quarterback in run situations. You're going to take shots. He took a good one, and it looked like his nose got bloodied a little bit, so we'll see how that shakes itself out.
Double wide to the right. Davison to the right of the quarterback. De'Aaron Hill to the left. Hill now motions to the right. And the give goes to Davison running left and going nowhere. Well, the Badgers and Ben Barton getting there right now. And it's 3rd and 9 Oregon at the Wisconsin 29.
Darrell Peterson, too, and you know, Ben Barton. You love when guys play the integrity of what you're asking them to do. Your coach, keep your gap integrity. They did that there, and nice play by the defense.
3rd down and 9 for the Ducks. They'll have 3 receivers, including the tight end, Kenyon Sadiq, to the right. Movement up front, free play. Thomas looks, fires left side. That is caught by DeCorian Moore inside the 15, inside the 10. He fights his way near the 5-yard line of Wisconsin. First down, goal to go, Oregon.
Yeah, we jumped. I couldn't see who jumped someone in the inside of the defensive line. That gives Thompson a chance at a free play. And he totally understood it, took a shot, made the throw, and first down. But
and there's
like,
also a, maybe a late hit against Oregon yep. here, Tausch.
So they'll get the first down, but then back her up a 15 if that is indeed what they call.
Team meeting with the officiating crew out here. All but a couple have gathered at the five-yard line near the near sideline. 12:40 left of the third quarter, 7-0 Oregon as they get this sorted out. Well, maybe the center came in there a little bit late. Let's find out together.
Mm-hmm. Offside, defense, number 8. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is the first down. After the play was over, personal foul. Defense, number 72, half the distance to the goal.
I think you screwed that up, bud.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. 15-yard penalty from the end of the play. First down and 10.
It's the center, Iapani Lalo'ulu. I've been working on that all week.
Yeah, that's not easy. I'm glad you did it. And it was late. I think, you know, I have a hard time admitting this, but you want your offensive lineman to sprint down the field and finish stuff. Obviously, we couldn't hear the whistle from up here. The whistle's blown. You got to pull off. That's where guys end up getting hurt, and we'll take that. So a big play. Wisconsin jumps, gives them an opportunity. They get the first down, but at least instead of at the 5, we back them up 15 to the 20.
So there you go. First and 10 Ducks at the 20. Brock Thomas remains in there at quarterback. Two receivers left. DeCorian Moore to the right. Snap to Thomas. Hands off to Davison trying to hit the right side. Inside the 15 to the 10. Cutting left to the 5. Davison fights to the end zone, and he is in. Touchdown, Oregon. Oh, this freshman running back, Jordan Davison, with his second touchdown of the day, his 10th rushing touchdown of the year, and it's 13-0, the Ducks.
That was a beautiful job by Oregon's offensive line. Their right tackle just got out and completely destructed Latimer out in space, and that opened it up. And a missed tackle and a good finish and a touchdown run, I think. Looks like they're going to call it in. It looks like it was a close one, but... and a touchdown run here to go up 13.
Oregon gets the kickoff to begin the second half and goes right to work. The PAT is good. And it's a 14-point lead for Oregon here early in the third quarter. Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. For the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 12:14 left in the third quarter. It's Oregon 14, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally. For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. For the Ducks, 6 plays, 75 yards. Jordan Davison with a 20-yard touchdown run, 12-14 left in the third quarter. It's 14-0 Oregon. Ducks will be kicking off. We're joined in the booth by Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield. Like the Badger football team, the volleyball team on a little swing up to the Pacific Northwest. Big win over Washington last night, taking on Oregon tomorrow afternoon. Thanks for doing this. Good match last night, taking care of Washington in four sets. Just give the fans who are maybe not all that familiar with volleyball, although a lot of people are, about where your team is, the progress your team this season has shown here to date.
It's a great trip. First of all, this is a great environment. You know, this game here, it's kind of a long, strange trip here. Can I work that in?
Oh, that's very good. All right,
I'll keep this thing moving or trucking forward. Played last night in Seattle and had a nice four-set win over Washington, and play a really good Oregon team tomorrow afternoon. And it looks like we traveled well. A lot of fans came out to watch us last night and are at this game here right now, and then we'll stick around for tomorrow. So we're really thankful for them.
One of the things you guys have done is experience, you know, things outside the volleyball court. Nice job with the fish toss. You did get a great fish toss. Good hands, Kelly. That's good. As Atticus Sappington ready to kick off here for Oregon, and the kick is away, and it'll be Vinny Anthony at the 15 across the 20, 25-yard line, cutting left 30. Anthony trying to move the pile across the 35, and he does, up to the 36-yard line. He was back there with Tretch Kekahuna, by the way, with Cade Iacomelli out for the rest of the game. Kekahuna was back there, but it was Anthony able to get that nice return. So tomorrow will mark about the halfway point of the Big Ten season.
Yeah.
Just give us your thoughts on the league. It's been strong, it seems, for a while. More of the same this year, would you say?
Very much so. You look at the teams, I think there's like 11 teams, 10 or 11 teams that are the RPI top 30 in the country. It's very, very strong.
It'll be 1st and 10 for the Badgers at their own 36-yard line. Huge possession here. As Wisconsin trying to do something it hasn't done in a while, put some points up and try to get back into this game. About 3 minutes gone by third quarter. 14-0 Oregon. Simmons fakes the handoff, rolls to his right. Simmons looking, and he will throw it up, and it's almost picked, intended for Dekel Crowdis, and that was Dylan Thieneman flying in there. It's incomplete at the 40-yard line of the near side. 2nd down and 10 for the Badgers at their 36-yard line.
I appreciate the fact he's going to try to make a big play there, but sometimes, especially on first down, take the underneath thing. There's a throw underneath. You get 5 or 6 yards. He went there. Very fortunate that ball wasn't intercepted.
It is 2nd down and 10. Anthony will come out to the left. Two receivers to the right. Jackson Aker, Gideon Atuka in the backfield. Slot right, Kekahuna. Penalty markers fly. And this is coming up against Wisconsin here, I believe. Let's see.
Yeah.
Here's the call.
Full start. Offense. Number 71. 5-yard penalty. 2nd down.
Kelly.
I was going to say, when you take that shot, and it's great if it works, but then you get into 2nd and 10 and you're in a loud environment, all of a sudden you add a little more, and Riley Mallman's out there at left tackle, and you want to get off. You're going to have a pass play there, and now you go from 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 7 to 2nd and 15. That's how it kind of piles up.
The Badgers back at their 31-yard line. Some of the crowd has decided enough is enough with the weather, but those who are here are getting louder by the snap. Kekahuna slot to the right. Atuka, the running back, on 2nd down as the give goes to Atuka, breaking left, 35, getting to the 40, 45-yard line, and up near midfield goes Gideon Atuka. Another strong run. Dylan Thieneman running him down. They'll mark at the 49 of Wisconsin. And a 1st down for the Badgers.
Kept his feet moving. And what I love there is he's going right. There's nothing there, but he doesn't stop his feet. He does one shuffle cut, and then he goes. And it, I think, could have been a horse collar tackle on that to add another 15, but just sees the little hole and then goes. And Gideon Atuka has had a really nice afternoon.
18-yard run. He has 83 yards on 16 carries today. Ball at the 49 of Wisconsin, 1st and 10. Chris Brooks, the receiver, in motion right to left. Simmons back to throw. Shoots it right side, and it is broken up, incomplete, intended for Lance Mason. Joined in the booth by Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield. Coach, we've talked about the addition, the four West Coast schools, what it's meant for football. What has it brought to the table for volleyball?
Three championship programs that have come in here, and maybe the one that hasn't won a championship has been playing the highest level out of all four of them the last 5 or 6 years.
Strong league becomes even stronger, both in football and obviously in volleyball. It is second down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 49-yard line. Single back is Gideon Atuka. By the way, in that rotation, Grover Bortolotti would likely be next in line. Here's the handoff to Atuka, and he runs into Jerry Mixon at the midfield stripe, but Atuka falls forward to the 48-yard line, Oregon Territory. Gain of 3, make it third down and 7 for the Badgers.
And that, again, we have said this a bunch. There's a linebacker right in the hole, and that's a 1-yard run. But Gideon Atuka continues to lower his pads, and he's falling forward. And that continues to help because, yeah, third and 7's a bear to pick up, but it's better than third and 9. And a lot of times those hidden 1 or 2 yards make a big difference.
Third down and 7. The Badgers 2 out of 7 on third down so far tonight. 4.5 minutes gone by third quarter, 14-0 Oregon. Atuka to the left of the quarterback. Play clock winding down, and Luke Fickell getting a timeout. Just beating the play clock there. And that'll be the first charge timeout of the second half here for Wisconsin as the rain starts to pick up again. 10:27. Left in the third quarter, 14-0 Oregon. So while we keep it here, ask you about one of your players. Grace Egan has been back into the fold after missing some time. Is there a step-by-step process to get her fully back, or is she fully back, would you say?
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, we've got to be conscious of her player load, especially when you're playing 2 matches in a week. When she went down, she was second on her team in kills, and so that was kind of a big loss there for us, especially, you know, we went into the season during the summer thinking we were going to get Grace Lopez, an All-American opposite. She goes down with a knee injury, and then we have Grace Egan doing really well, gets a knee injury, and then Madison Quest, freshman.
All right, back to the game here. Third down and 7 for the Badgers at the Oregon 38-yard line. Badgers coming out of their first charge timeout of the second half. Kretschke Kahuna wide right, motions to the formation. Snap to Simmons under pressure. Buy some time, rolling right. One pump, looks, throws, and almost picked. It was wide of the target. Jaden Ballard, the intended receiver. Jaden Kennedy almost came up with it for Oregon. And it's now 4th down and 7, Wisconsin at the Oregon 48-yard line.
Really good job by Hunter of avoiding the rush and finding a lane, but it's hard. That was the throw. He was going to get killed. I mean, Ballard was going to get ripped if he threw that. We're having such a hard time completing a pass. We're finding ways of getting out of the pocket. We're doing some good things, but I don't know where we're at. I think about 1 for 13 right now throwing it.
Yeah.
Not going to be good enough.
Nope. Atticus Bertram's on to punt. Line of scrimmage, the Oregon 48. Snap is clean. Pressure is light. And the kick is away. Fair catch signaled and gathered by Gary Bryant at the 12-yard line in Oregon territory. And with that, we'll take another break and tell you at U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our community. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll continue with Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield coming up. First, we'll tell you for the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 10:14. Left in the third quarter, Oregon 14, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When I was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma, I had so many questions. I didn't even know that it was cancer. Now I do. It is cancer. Blood cancer. It's actually one of more than 100 different types, and they're all treated differently. Now, unlike some other forms of cancer, usually there's no tumor. You can't screen for it to prevent it, and the symptoms can look like other things, so it could be hard to diagnose. I had a fever for weeks. I was so tired all the time. I didn't feel like eating or doing anything else for that matter. And I know that this can feel scary, but if you know what to look out for, you'll know what to tell your doctor, and you'll feel more empowered to take the next steps. Like getting in touch with the people who know the ins and outs and can help with everything blood cancer related. Blood Cancer United. They work one-on-one with each person who reaches out to answer questions and offer resources. Blood Cancer United was there for me, and they can be there for you.
Go to bloodcancerunited.org to learn more.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 14-0 Oregon, 10-14 left in the third quarter. We're joined by Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield. Without Charlie Furbringer, who's been obviously a vital player for you guys, how have you filled that void? How have things come along at that spot?
You know, it's tough. We, you know, you're, I think she's one of the best setters in the country. Certainly she's playing like that before she dislocated her shoulder. But Addie Horner, we love her potential. She's drinking out of a fire hose right now, but, people are playing hard for her.
First and 10, Oregon at the Ducks' 12-yard line. They go right to left here in quarter number three. And Brock Thomas remains at quarterback for the Ducks. Dante Moore shaken up on that last possession, but Thomas came in and engineered the rest of the scoring drive. Here's the handoff to Noah Whittington. Well, the Badgers getting into the backfield. I mean, right now, Whittington carves a yard out of it, and that's it. Second down and 9.
Yeah, high snap there, and Sebastian Cheeks off of Oregon's right side of the offensive line was flying off the ball, and they're very fortunate there that they were able to pick up anything because Wisconsin was bringing it there, and that high snap, he did a good job just to secure it and pick up a yard.
Second down and 9 for the Ducks at their 13-yard line. Gary Bryant, the receiver, motions left to right, lines up slot of the right, pistol formation. Whittington is the running back. Thomas gets the snap. He'll feed Whittington off the left side with room. 15-20, 25-30. Whittington to the 40, 45 to the 50. Still up to the 40, to the 30, 25, cutting inside 20. Brought down near the 15-yard line. I thought he might have stepped out of bounds, but a play on there. And it turns into a monster run for Oregon right back into the red zone.
Got just enough on Catalano and was able to secure enough on the edge. And, yeah, I thought I don't know how he tightroped that sideline, but he did. And then he was able to cut back. Love the effort there. I think that was Sebastian Cheeks all the way down to actually end up bringing him down. But you're starting to see a little bit of that firepower. I think they're going to take a look to see if he did indeed step out of bounds.
Yep. At the moment, the ball is marked at the 17 of Wisconsin. In that case, if you're the officials, when in doubt, play it through. And again, this is where replay can be a safety net. By the way, the Badgers won on a replay review last night down in Washington, the volleyball team. Good challenge, Kelly.
Hey, just thank you. Thank you.
get that touch upon further review.
I love how hard these guys are playing out here today.
Yep.
I mean, both lines have been playing hard. We're running hard. That was a big play if it holds up. I love how hard we're playing. Yeah, the replay, it's really weird to win a game on that, right?
Yes,
I mean, you know, it's just kind of anticlimactic, but you take your win however that you can.
You've been doing this a minute. How many times have you won a game on a review? Was that the first last night?
First one we won. You know, the national championship year.
We thought we won. Yes,
and then we got the opportunity of celebrating again a few minutes after that. But yeah,
you had the rehearsal and then the real deals. How have you sustained this? I mean, I know you're modest, but your team every year is so good and gets deep into the tournament. Of course, winning it all a few years ago. How do you maintain that level?
You've got to be able to recruit. That's a big deal.
Here's a call.
The runner stepped out of bounds at the 49-yard line. It'll be first down and 10, Oregon, at that spot.
There you go. So instead of a in the red zone back at the 49. Go ahead, Kel.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to be able to recruit. Fortunately, we've got an amazing fan base that when the recruits come in, and there's no place in our sport that is better to watch a game than the UW Fieldhouse. It is the loudest place by far, and we're supported. You know, the administration and the community supports, and I've been very fortunate to keep a staff around for a long time.
Yeah, the continuity is huge. Now, after the replay here, the Ducks will be at their 49-yard line, 8:54 left in the third quarter, 14-0 Oregon. Even with that review, Noah Whittington is now in full rhythm. 89 yards, 9 carries, doing it here in the second half. Here's Thomas getting the snap. Quarterback rolls off to his right, chased by Cheeks across midfield, and he will slide with Catalano closing quickly. And Brock Thomas will slide started at the 48 of Wisconsin, so a gain of 3.
Kelly, what do you kind of tell your team if there's maybe a struggle and you have a one, and not that you have a ton of losing streaks, but how do you kind of, what's your method as far as how you approach that when your team is struggling?
We'll have a noodle on that here.
All right. Run
this play, trips to the left, pistol formation, Whittington the running back on the Wisconsin 48-yard line, second down and 7. Thomas gets the snap, turns, hands to Whittington, and JVR Suggs will slow him down in a big way. Then he gets covered up by Cooper Catalano. Well done.
And we've seen that a bunch today. It's a little bit less the last couple of drives, but you're getting that penetration, forcing Oregon's running backs to stop their feet or to get wrapped up, and now you get back in that position. We haven't seen a lot of third and 10-plus since, you know, early in that first half.
Negative yardage play there. Third down and 11, Oregon, back at the Ducks' 48-yard line. Gary Bryant slot to the left. Jordan Davison back in there at running back. He has the 2 rushing touchdowns so far. Snap to Thomas. Badgers rush 4. Thomas flush to his right. Peterson in pursuit. Is a pass. It is through Emilio Agard, and it is caught by DeCorian Moore. You've got to be kidding me.
No way.
Oh, man. Emilio Agard right there. Just, it went right through his mitts, and it's just that kind of season for the Wisconsin Badgers.
I'll have to see that to believe it. Agard does a great job of getting it right through his hands. The ball ricochets, and yeah, I think he caught that and got his butt inbounds.
He did.
Oh, my.
Wow. Big time concentration as the rain driving down now. Ball at the 33 of Wisconsin, first and 10. As the drive continues for the Ducks, Thomas has a snap, goes through his hands. He picks it up and pays the price as he gets belted. Couple of times, most notably by Aaron Witt, who just blasted him. That snap was a little high, and the rain coming down, so not much of anything is easy right now in terms of getting a grip of the football. That play loses back to the 42-yard line of Wisconsin, a loss of 9, second and 19.
Yeah, we've seen this a few times. These snaps are coming in high and hot, and, you know, new quarterback in there, so that one, again, ball could have easily bounced the other way. It bounced up, but Witt did a good job of getting him down here, second and 19.
On the Wisconsin 42-yard line. And the snap to Thomas, hands off Davison, working off the right side. He gets stood up and driven back at the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. It'll still be third down at about 17 here for Oregon. Ben Barton up off the pile, a couple of others as well, including Mason Posa. So it'll be a third down from the Wisconsin 40. Oregon gets right back on the ball with 5:40 left in the third quarter. 14-0 Oregon. Noah Whittington motions into the backfield. 3 receivers to the left, 1 on the right. So now Brock Thomas with a look over to the Oregon sideline. The coordinator, offensive coordinator, is Will Stein. Rain picking up even more. On third down and long, Thomas the throw, drops it off. That's caught by Moore at the 40-yard line. Little jump cut to his right. Reiger slows him down. Gets help from his buddies at the 38-yard line. This will be a fourth down and 15 for Oregon. As we'll send on the punt team here as the Badgers get the stop.
Mason Posa kind of got him squared up, slipped on the turf, but this is what you love seeing. You saw a lot of white hats running to the football, and that's, you're always looking for that on every play, but really on third and longs. Continue to go, punch at the football, try to create that turnover that this offense desperately needs.
James Ferguson Reynolds will punt for the 38 of Wisconsin. That's the line of scrimmage. Jaden Ballard is deep. Snap clean, pressure light, kick is away. And Ballard signals for the fair catch, and he makes it at the four-yard line. You had two ducks right there. So if he lets that go, it might get killed at the one-yard line. So we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll continue with Kelly Sheffield here briefly. I know he's probably got to get ready. He's got a match tomorrow.
He's got a game, but, right?
Yeah, he's got a matchup coming up tomorrow. We'll take a break for the Rail Transport broadcast booth. 4:26 left of the third quarter. Oregon 14, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
Whether you're cheering from the stands at Camp Randall or from the comfort of your home, Piggly Wiggly is proud to stand with the Wisconsin Badgers. We're the local grocer that's been part of Wisconsin game days for generations, stocking everything from brats to chips to cold drinks. Because when it comes to Wisconsin pride, we're all on the same team. Piggly Wiggly, local since forever and proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. Their standard is built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 4:26 remaining third quarter, 14-0 Oregon leads Wisconsin. Gideon Atuka with 86 rushing yards, 17 carries. Let's send it down to the field and we check in with a drenched Patrick Herb.
Yeah, it's getting worse down here, I'm not going to lie. We talked on the pregame show about how freshmen getting opportunities, maybe even before they're ready, could pay dividends later, and we're seeing a couple of them today. So Atuka with his 86 yards, he's trying to become the first Badger running back with a 100-yard game since last year's win over Northwestern. Crazy that it has been 12 games. You know, we're used to 100-yard rushers every week. Been a while. He's got a chance at that. And then on the other side, Mason Posa with his 11 tackles. That's the most by a freshman since Chris Orr in 2015. Pretty good company there. And two freshmen that are really having good games despite crummy conditions.
Yeah, two guys who are not from Wisconsin, but they love playing for the W. We know that about Chris Orr and Mason Posa in short order. Has been someone I think fans are going to fall in love with. The Badgers not in love with their field position. It's at their own five in a driving rain. First and 10. Atuka, the running back. Jackson Aker, wing on the right side, double wide to the left. Simmons takes a snap at the goal line. Hands off Atuka. Off the right side, runs into Bryce Betcher, the linebacker, and Aaron Flowers, the safety. But Atuka still gets five hard yards to the 10. Second down coming up.
Yeah, good job by the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line of just kind of matching up with their guy. And you let Gideon Atuka kind of just barrel down and keep that momentum going forward. And you'll take 5 yards on first down all day.
You know, they say it never rains on Autzen Stadium. Yeah, well, it's pouring right now. That's the line that they've gone by for the longest time here. Second down and five for the Badgers at their own 10. 3:45 left of the third quarter. Simmons under center. That's the snap from Davis Heinzen. Hands off to Atuka. Gets stoned right at the line of scrimmage. Driven back by the linebacker Devin Jackson. And it's third down and five for the Badgers at their own 10.
Just a little zone play to the right. And he, you know, Gideon tried to cut it back. And unfortunately, the left side of the offensive line on Wisconsin gave up a little bit of leakage. And not much there for Gideon. And now we're sitting here, the third and five. And that has not been good on Wisconsin's end offensively today when we're third and five plus.
Badgers overall on third down have converted two times out of eight. And that's it. Tuca to the left of the quarterback. Three receivers right, one on the left for the Badgers 10-yard line. Third down and five. They move left to right in the third quarter. Simmons hands off to Tuca. Ball pop loose. And the Badgers, I believe, have recovered at the five-yard line. The center, Davis Heinzen, was there to pounce. As Wisconsin will be punting from its own five. That was Betcher, the linebacker, it looked like, who forced it. Mentioned he's been a great athlete, period. A linebacker, a 13th round draft pick by the Houston Astros. Betcher was a standout center fielder here. And now, with his heels near the back line of the end zone, Sean West, the redshirt freshman out of Mequon, has to try to lay into one as best he can. Snap is clean. West will step up. Kick is away. Hit it pretty well. It'll be Bryant catching left side at the 40, cutting right 45. Runs into Thomas Heiberger across the 45. And Bryant driven down at the 46-yard line in Oregon territory with 2:01 left in the third quarter. 14-0. Oregon leads Wisconsin. Coach Sheffield with us. Mimi Collier, the Oregon transfer, another big night last night for your team. And I guess they're going to try to soften her up tomorrow. I guess she's going to get quite the welcome back tomorrow.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't know. I didn't know you welcome back people that left your program.
It's different. I know. Kind of an NBA thing. You know, if I do the video and the whole deal. She had 25 kills last night in the Badgers' win against Washington. As the Ducks take over at their 46-yard line, first and 10. Brock Thomas still in at quarterback. He'll get the snap, tosses right. Here's Whittington trying to hit the edge. Ricardo Hallman is able to chop him. Whittington keeps his feet. Goes out of bounds at the 47-yard line on a gain of one. So after this, you come back home, and fans, you're looking for something to do. You know, like maybe you get the trick-or-treating done early. Halloween night, Wisconsin and Nebraska. Now, you mentioned the field house, how it is all the time. I'm thinking it's going to be ramped up maybe, I don't know, four or five notches coming up next week.
There's nothing better than a Halloween night in Madison, is there, especially in the field house.
Yeah, that's going to be special. It is second down and nine for the Ducks at their own 47-yard line. Pistol formation, Whittington remains the quarterback. As Thomas will feed to Whittington off the right side, and Ben Barton gets in there again along with Emilio Agard. And I'm telling you, Ben Barton, another one of those guys, a Badger through and through, flies in there to make the tackle. And it's third down and eight for the Ducks at their 48-yard line.
He was on the opposite side, ended up beating the center across his face, sprinted down the line of scrimmage, and swiped with his hand. Ben Barton's a big dude.
Yeah,
that's a linebacker type play. That was not, he held the point, got it. He moved, flew to the football. Ben Barton, he gives effort every play.
Third down and eight for the Ducks at their own 48-yard line. Final minute, third quarter. Thomas fakes the handoff, wheels off to his right. Chased by Peterson, throws right side. It's incomplete.
No.
And a flag is down. Jamari Johnson, the tight end, the intended receiver. Penalty marker came out a little bit late, but that will happen on pass interference calls from time to time. There's also a penalty marker down to the backfield, the offensive backfield here. So with 34 seconds left in the third quarter, let's see what we have.
A little offset maybe. That's what we need to hope for here. A little hold.
There are two fouls on the play, both against the defense.
That's not good.
Pass interference. Defense, number nine. That penalty's declined. Personal foul. Roughing the passer with targeting. Defense, number 17. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
And
the targeting portion of this foul is under further review.
Yes, Darrell Peterson. Now, this is automatically reviewed. Now, we're in the second half, so if this holds up, which it will, it looks like. Quarterback defenseless, just released, and looked like that's helmet to helmet there. And if this holds up, Darrell will miss the first half of the Washington game in 2 weeks.
That's such a dumb rule. I don't love the pass interference call. It looked like things were clean. And Kelly, you know this. Coaches are always politicking with refs. Dan Lanning sprinting down there and that flag came out late, but that's part of coaching, too, is always trying to work officials, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a fact of life.
Yeah.
Passer with targeting. Number 17 is disqualified for the remainder of the ball game.
Well, you hate to.
Yeah.
I mean, for anybody, but we've talked a lot about DP and the effort he gives every single day. Mm-hmm. But the targeting, it was an easy call to make. But this will cost him the rest of this game and the first half of the next one.
There's no sport that happens in
no.
other sports.
No, you're right.
I mean, it's absurd. Just, but
yeah.
And especially, there's not everything is just black and white. There's gray area, and there's different malicious compared to non-malicious that. And you take away a full half for the next game. I think it's absurd.
So after all of that, it's first and 10 Oregon at the Wisconsin 37-yard line. 34 seconds left of the third quarter. 14-0 the Ducks. They have controlled this third period on first down. De'Aaron Hill gets the handoff. He runs well inside the 35, breaks the tackle 30. He's to the 20, 15. Matt Young will push him out of bounds. This guy has speed and an ability to break some tackles. He does all of the above. First down, they'll mark it, looks like, at the 10 on what could be the final play of the third quarter. But let's see if Oregon ups the tempo. 15 seconds left, clock running.
Yeah, Austin Brown was there in position. He got stiff-armed. It was a heck of a stiff-arm and was able to break through that tackle. And you saw his speed there. He's got a lot of it and was able to get it all the way down to the 10.
And that'll wrap up the third quarter. Well, Kelly, we thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations last night. Good luck tomorrow and the rest of the season. Your program is it's a model program. Fans love it. And keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate all Badger fans that are having our backs. And, again, see you guys in the field house.
All right, appreciate it. Kelly Sheffield, Badgers volleyball coach, joining us here in the third quarter. We'll take a break for the Rail Transport broadcast booth. Oregon 14, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryan dealer at Bryan.com. That's Bryan.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Football season is heating up on Prize Picks. Now, you and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So keep the season rolling by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Plus, the app for Prize Picks is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. Prize Picks is also available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Most importantly, they don't play about your money. All transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today, use code SUNDAY, and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code SUNDAY on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing, guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
WLAK, 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Back with you for a scoreboard to begin the fourth quarter. It's 14-0 Oregon here. And they've got the ball at the 10-yard line of Wisconsin. Other Big Ten scores earlier today, it was Indiana. Now, they ride the throwing and running of Fernando Mendoza. Three touchdowns in the air, one rushing touchdown. Second-ranked Indiana improves to 8-0, 56-6 over UCLA earlier today. That's the highlight from the Big Ten. Ohio State has the weekend off, Matt, so Indiana is going to stay at number two in the country. And then Iowa beat Minnesota big, and Oregon will go to Iowa next weekend, which will set up a pretty good matchup for those who are vying for upper echelon Big Ten.
Yeah, no, it's a huge, huge game coming up next week. Badgers defense has done all it can here. Oregon threatening to pull away. It's 14-0 Ducks as we'll start the fourth quarter. And one of the things about college football, you get to experience the tradition, obviously jump around, which you know, we kind of like. You know, we had Mr. Brightside,
yeah,
right?
Killers, yep.
And, you know, nobody can be Otis Day and the Knights. That's big time now. The whole Animal House will shout.
I mean,
you could say the Isley Brothers, but I think Animal House, one of the great movies ever.
I would say I like Shout. I mean, you don't go to a wedding and not do Shout, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shout is another classic, and the crowd obviously loves it. I love the Killers. Like, it is my favorite band.
Yeah.
I was underwhelmed up in Michigan.
Yeah.
And I went to 2 Michigan games this year.
Yeah.
One at night and one, I think, we started at 11. Both are kind of underwhelming.
I thought this was pretty good.
This is really
today.
Good.
This was
especially
good.
With half the crowd.
Yeah.
Probably a quarter of the crowd said that we've had enough. And So, yeah, kudos to that. This tradition of end of third quarter stuff all started, of course, by Wisconsin.
No doubt. On first and goal, here's a toss left side. Jordan Davison gathers, and he gets hit. Breaks a tackle to the 5. Oh, Davison. And running over people. He is driven out of bounds by Posa. And it looks like they'll mark at the 1-yard line. It, Badgers had him lined up. But again, he's a 235-pounder, and he was able to break the tackle attempt of Matt Young. Got loose from Riker, and it was a gain of 9.
Yeah, Matt Young just came in and had a clear shot at him. Threw his helmet and kind of shoulder, but never brought any arm wrappage. And if you're going to do that, he bounced right off of him and was able to get it down to the 1.
And it is second down and goal. Thomas under center. He takes a little play fake, looking wide open right side. That is bobbled. That is caught. Touchdown, Oregon, on a little tackle eligible action. Janoris Wilson. Normally he wears 78. He flips the uni over to 35. And the 318-pound sophomore out of Lakeland, Florida, has a touchdown catch.
Kind of jealous a little bit after watching that, but that was well designed. And you know, he leaked out there, and I thought for a second that thing was going to slip through his fingertips, but he was not going to let that happen. Could not have been more wide open. Not the easiest catch. He had to kind of extend his arms, but nobody within 10 yards of him, so he had plenty of time to catch, re-catch, and then capture it for the touchdown.
Wilson, 6'5", 318 pounds, a sophomore. Out of Lakeland, Florida, the PAT is good. And in the opening minute of the fourth quarter, Oregon now is up by 3 touchdowns. We'll take a break and tell you Wisconsin football is brought to you by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.jobs. 14-17 remaining, Oregon 21, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're tailgating outside Camp Randall or cheering from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
Hey Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling golden ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student-athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. 5 plays, 54 yards for the Ducks. And the touchdown pass from Brock Thomas to Janoris Wilson. 21-0 Oregon before the Ducks kick off. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, let's send it downstairs. Patrick Herb, what you got?
Well, thankfully, knock on wood, haven't had to give too many UW Health Sports Medicine tent updates, but I will say this on Daryl Peterson, who got ejected for targeting. This is one of the leaders of this team, and you know it's crushing for him not to be able to play. But thankfully, they changed a rule. You used to have to go to the locker room when you were ejected, and you couldn't be out with your teammates. That's no longer the case. So Daryl Peterson is still on the bench, and he is the biggest cheerleader supporter now that he can't play. And he's in every huddle. He's the first guy greeting the defensive players when they come off the field, and kind of speaks to his character and the leadership that he provides. But again, another layer of the silly rule, but at least they did correct it that he doesn't have to go sit in the locker room.
Yeah, no, it's one step. And Luke Fickell's been really consistent about that. You know, there was a game last year, an opposing player had a targeting penalty, and he spoke out about it, saying it's a shame that you get disqualified from game action, as Sappington's kick will be fielded at the goal line, left side by Vinny Anthony, to the 5, to the 10, weaving 15, along the numbers to the 20, and wrapped up and dropped at about the 22-yard line in Wisconsin territory. So it's not just a thing where we're chirping about it because a Wisconsin player will have to miss the first half of next week's game. But Fickell and other coaches we've known have been very consistent. If it's their guy,